You know you're one of my top bros, bro, because you got my back, and I got yours. You're my bro, but you went above and beyond the other night, Bromaldehyde. You really did, saving me that seat at the Velvet Revolver show, even though those other bros are trying to get up front, bro. So clutch. You are truly a god among bros. Just when I think you're as solid as a bro can get, you raise the very definition of brodom to new heights. You're like a braggle, soaring to the farthest reaches of the atmosphere. Seriously, if it weren't for you and your extreme ability to hook a burrow up when it is most cruche, I'd have been stuck in some bitch-ass seat, cramped in the corner with a bunch of bitch-asses, bro. But you stepped up. You bravercame all obstacles to help a bro out. This is the kind of shit that makes bros for life. Brody, I was so stoked when you told Gina to get ready to fight one after she asked if she could have your other ticket, even though you knew you could probably get a pretty decent HJ from her. Bros before hoes, bro, that's what I'm talking about. You are the king of all bros. Bros in common, you are the Ayatollah Bromani. You are Poseidon, Lord of the Broshin. But this is just one of many times you've fallen on a grenade for me, brozo. Who took the blame when I broke Skeeter's bong and fucking Skeeter was all fucking pissed? You, bro. Who was the first to bro up and carry that fucking keg of Killian's up 4 flights of stairs for Duke's surprise party? You, bro. Who was the only bromo sapien on the planet to tell me that he thought the brand new rims on my F-350 were the shit, even though everyone else was like, fucking not that excited about them? Bro, you know it was you. You're my Broheim Supremo, bro, and don't you forget it. I'm so fucking glad we're bros, bro. I've long admired your absolute proficiency in all things bro-related, and the way you've always carried yourself in a professional manner. I consider you a bro model. When I was new in this town, you took me under your wing and showed me the bros, and I will always preach that. Not only did you school me in proper protocol, but you were a spiritual leader, a confidant, and more importantly, a bro. You taught me how to be true to my inner bro and to bros around me. You are a real bro, not a fake bro like those other douches. I hate fake bros, bro. Faux bro? Fuck that. No, really, bro. You're practically a brother to me. Look at you, blasting in like ROM, bro. Firing off your launcher like it's nobody's business, bro. Serious Brontosaurus Rex auction. Proteus Maximus. I'm not big on labels, but you, more than any of the Uyghurs, bitches, goth chicks, dorks, hermes, or Mexicans I know, are absolutely beyond reproach. In fact, your brotitude is so bro-essential that in many ways, you are the ultimate prototype. You sprung out of the Brodian ooze at the very brement of creation, unformed, unmolded, and became the ultimate bro. More powerful than any who came before. I don't fear your power, bro, but I respect it, and I will always bro-bay it. Brosemity Psalm, Potassium Bromide, Brobiwan Kenobi, Brover Norquist. Like Broseph Stalin, you are leading the way to the dictatorship of the proletariat. It is truly revolutionary, like the broverse weight of our generation. You obliterate the enemy from the very peak of Mount Brolympus. That's some shit. That's prolific, but that's the kind of bro you are. Bro-SA! Bro-SA! I'm so pumped right now! Bro-SA! You are the epitome of bro in every possible way, and that's the bro's honest truth, bro. I may have a propensity for brover statement, but this is no mere hyperbole. You are 100%, absolutely, the broest, brutally. I wish I had the words to describe what a good friend you are, dude.